this where I jump in? I think so. I'm a little rusty. 9:06 with Ken Connors in for Joanne Vrakas. Sitting across from me is Walter Essie. He's the stick that stirs the drink over at Renovco.
You can tell that you're semi-retired.
I don't even have the phone in front of me. Just cover for me, Walter. I'll be fine. This would help, I think, if I had the phone. How are you?
I'm doing great. Fantastic. It's great to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
You know, you're like, you look amazing.
Well, I've had work done.
It looks like it, actually. I was like, I don't know. Something about your face.
I haven't.
Very young and vibrant.
It's just gas. I have that glow. It's just gas.
Great. I'm stuck with you in the studio.
No. I'm just kidding. Oh, it's good to see you. Have you had a busy week?
We've had a very busy, good week. It's one of the nicer weeks as far as exterior work is concerned.
Yes.
Because we've been smacked with rain. So it was nice that we can have that break and get a lot of the exterior work done out of, you know, it's a shorter season, it seems. And
that traditional planting weekend, too, the Victoria Day weekend, it wasn't a great weekend weather-wise.
No.
So people kind of put things off for a week because there was a lot of rain.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, hopefully today we're having a good day. It looks a bit hazy, but we'll see.
514-790-0800 if you want to talk to Walter Assey from Renovco. You have a question, you need a little help with a project that you're undertaking this summer, getting things done. 514-790-0800. And I was just telling Walter off the air that we're taking care of little projects one by one around the house. Had some water damage on the wall near my front door outside, the exterior wall, and so I had that rebricked.
Mm-hmm.
So that's looking good now. And a little work on the cabinot in the back. We were lucky enough to find someone who they're not interested in selling you a new cabinot. They'll just repair your cabinot, your shed in the back.
Even better,
yeah. But we did go shopping for a new cabinot and just to look around, see what the prices are. And some of them are really nice.
Yeah,
you want to move into them.
Yeah, it's a great man cave when you're going on retirement. That's for sure.
If she kicks you out of the house, you can still go and live in
the
cabinot.
There's good social distancing.
No, but some of them are beautiful. The detailing on them, they're really quite nice.
One of my clients that I went to see had purchased, I don't know how he got, I don't even get. Think he got a permit from the city. He purchased four of them, and because he drove, there's a lot of paintings and stuff like that, and he brought heat and electricity. And
so he used one of them as a little studio, you mean?
He made all of them into storage and studio and a place to paint, and it actually was very, very nice. And it looked cute. It looked like a little village in the backyard.
And all in the backyard?
Yeah, different colors, and, you know, he made it into this cute thing, and, you know, it works for him. He goes, I'm retired. I spend my whole day out there, and it works.
514-790-0800. You can text in or call in, of course. We'd love to have you on the air as well. 514-790-0800. With Walter Assey from Renovco. One of the other things that we're taking care of now with a little bit of landscaping help is making sure that the exterior of the house, around the house, is properly landscaped, so that when we do get heavy rains, and you know the crazy weather we have, that the water flows away from the house.
Oh, that's actually good that you're preparing preemptively, because most people do that after the flood. You're doing it before.
Yeah.
So that's great. I mean, we are, you know, we always talk about the extreme weather, that, you know, it's not really, it used to be a freak storm. Now it's something that's very common. So, you know, in the summer, typically we'll have three big occurrences.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully we won't get what we got last August, because that was bringing it up a couple of notches. And you know, water management is really the first step to do. One of the things actually that we were discussing that I also wanted to raise, you told me you were doing the bricks, and we discussed it a little bit. And a lot of time, the challenge in doing older bricks or redoing some of the bricks in the home is to find the exact same match.
Mm-hmm.
So it does take away, especially if the color is too drastically different and the shape, it does take away from the curb appeal of the home. So one of the tricks, if the brick itself is not too far gone and deteriorated,
mm-hmm.
is to take out the face brick and flip it and wash it. you know, you usually wash it with muriatic acid, and you put the good part of the brick, and you just flip it, and now you know, you didn't touch really the facade of your home.
I'm not sure if my guy offered this to me as a suggestion or you did, but one of the other options, if you couldn't find the exact brick, was to use brick from somewhere else in the house, in the back of the house,
correct,
for example.
And then, we talked about that.
Yeah, which is a bigger project, mind you, right?
I mean, it is a bigger project, but if it's your facade and it's your curb appeal, and it might, and it depends how many bricks. If we're talking about 2-3 bricks, might not make a big difference. But if you have a whole, you know, bunch of, like, say, 100 bricks on the facade, and you have it, you know, spread apart, it's going to look like a mishmash.
Yeah.
That's where it becomes a better idea. You take it from the top of the chimney or a side of the house that's covered with some vegetation or something like that. The other thing also that is very commonly done is a lot of places sell used bricks.
Used?
Correct. Because, you know,
is that open to the public?
It is open to the public. And, you know, believe it or not, sometimes if you go even on Marketplace, a lot of people that are renovating their home, they will, you know, say, I have a lot of 50, 60 bricks, and you know, and you just go and buy from them. Because typically, like in the 70s, for example, if you look at homes from the 70s, the bricks almost always look the same. There's maybe 7 or 8 different models of bricks. Mm. And if you can get a house that's being renovated from the 70s, a lot of the brick places that sell bricks also have used lots. They call them salvage, and you buy them at a better price. And, you know, they have a lot of 100 square feet, 200 square feet. So you go see them with the brick, and and you go try to match it. Sometimes they let you in the back where you could take the brick and try to match it. As a matter of fact, I had one property, and that's exactly what I did. I went to 3 different places, and I found exactly the same brick, which, you know, would have been a problem for me if I didn't, because I had something like 500 bricks to replace. Mm-hmm. So that worked out very well for me.
One more. I don't want to make the show all about me, but I do have the microphone. So the other thing that's on my list now is I want to redo the garage floor, because it's the original floor and it's a bit of a mess, you know, especially around the drain there in the middle. So I was going to go with epoxy. Is that the common choice?
Well, there's a couple of options. There is the polished epoxy, or there is the epoxy resin. So it's the flakes.
Oh.
It depends on what you would like more as a look.
Okay, so right? Aesthetically, yeah.
Aesthetically. Yeah. The one with the flakes tend to be less slippery, but, you know, it might not give you the look that you necessarily like. Because in epoxy, you know, there's a lot of fun things you could do. You could do patterns. You could do even a marble pattern. You could do a zebra pattern. You could do, like, a gazillion things. So there's a lot of fun things you could do, but if you wanted to be more a rugged, just workplace, it will be clean, the one with the flakes, but you're limited with the colors, and it looks a bit more commercial.
Because you have to deal with the salt in the wintertime that you drag into the garage all the time too, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
919 Ken Connors. Sorry. 919 Ken Connors in for Joanne, and Walter Assey from Renovco Force is here to answer all your calls and questions, whether it's on the phone or on the text line. Walter, I have one here that says, there's a drain in the cement floor in the basement with a 2-inch opening. Is it a good idea to put a small backflow valve in that opening?
So anytime you have a place where water might work back up, it's called the branchement. Usually, it's a good idea to have a backwater valve.
The branchement.
Yeah, the branches.
Yeah.
Okay. Because again, the idea behind it is if you put one on the main, but the one on the main works if you're not using the water in your home. If you are using the water in your home during a big storm, the flap is open. The pressure from the outside is going to be a lot stronger. Water is going to back up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to work all the time. The branches are your secondary defense. That's why typically plumbers like to suggest that you not only do it on the main, but a lot of cases they don't even do it on the main. They do it in the branches because they allow the water in, but these branches stops the water. Unless you're using all of these, if using that drain, using the bathroom, which is very rare. But yeah, definitely I would recommend it.
All right, let's go to the phone here. Edwin is on the line. Edwin, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to talk to Walter, and thanks to Walter also. I would like to replace my hot water tank with one of those electric demand for hot water, but for a single family home.
Single family. Is it possible?
It is definitely possible. You're talking about a tankless hot water tank, am I correct?
Right, the electric one, because you can use 220 volts.
How many people live in the house?
Single family home.
So you're alone? You live by yourself? Or you have...
Yeah.
Okay. So for one to two people, that is very acceptable. It gets to be, especially the electric ones, problematic if it's family, three or four or five, especially if you all take showers at the same time. But if that's not the case, then it's definitely recommended and it doesn't take much space. So, yeah, there's no issues there whatsoever.
And your company could do it, eh?
Any plumbing, yeah, of course. And any plumbing company could do it, but we could definitely do it. It's not an issue at all.
And can it use the regular 220 volts?
You could use, exactly, yeah. So there's nothing so special about it. The installation is pretty standard. And there's different models. We'll talk about it. We'll walk you through them, and you could look at what your preference is. But, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because the tanks leak and all that stuff, you know. But I live in a condo unit for a lot of condos here, so we have a regulation, you know. So it's what about vibration, noise, and all that stuff?
No, you don't have any of that. It's actually, yeah, you wouldn't. There's no issues with that. The only issue that you hear often about the tankless water tanks is the fact that if it's more than one or two people using it, you run out of hot water.
Okay.
But beside that, there's no other issues.
There you go, Edwin.
And is there a number I can call?
Yeah, you can call the office. You could call our office.
Your office number, please?
514-856-9993.
856-9993.
You see, one can set it. It sounds much nicer.
Well, you can hire me.
I will call.
Edwin, good luck with it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. We're going to jump up to John, who's giving us a call. Hi, John.
Yeah, this is just a follow-up to the backwater valve. I've always had the idea that you shouldn't have a bath if you suspect that that valve has been shut from water pressure from the outside, right? Because if you, like, drain a bath, it's not the water may not be strong enough to push through the valve and get out of the house. So where's it going to go? All over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a concern or not?
Well, I mean, so yes and no. Technically, if you have a backwater valve just on the main, I mean, the main consensus is, and it's a big storm outside, try to avoid using the water, period, right? But if you have protection on your branches, then it should not really be an issue.
Okay, right? Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. We're going to jump to Leslie. Hi, Leslie.
Hi. I have a problem. I live in a loft above the barn, and I have air conditioning, and it started to drip, and it turned out that an animal ate the pipe.
Oh.
And so I'm wondering, how is it possible to fix that when that's inside the wall?
So when you say an animal ate the pipe, what kind of an animal went into your wall and ate it?
I don't know. That's what the guys came to the house to see. He thought the drain was blocked. And when he took it apart, it was cut. And he said an animal must have eaten it.
You mean cut or chewed? Because if an animal ate through it...
Well, it wasn't clean. It wasn't a clean cut.
Okay. That is...
Hang on one sec. Leslie, can you turn down the radio? Because we're hearing the echo.
Is that better?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah,
much
that's
better.
Sorry, Walter.
Hearing my voice twice was very irritating. I feel with the listeners now. So, Leslie, it's probably very highly unlikely that it was chewed by an animal. Is that? I think I can still hear the echo.
Leslie,
that.
Turn the radio all the way down. You can hear Walter through the phone.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, is it the same person that installed the AC that told you that?
Leslie?
Yeah. Now I can't hear you.
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's probably not an animal that chewed it. I have a feeling it was probably cracked from the get-go. It's very rare to have that occur, especially on a PVC pipe. Now, the only way, unfortunately, to get to it is by doing an opening in the wall and replacing it. Mm. So there's not much to do except that.
Okay.
But what I would do, how long has it been since you installed that drain?
Okay, I can't hear you anymore. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Leslie. Thank you for the call. I wish we could have helped you a little more,
just to follow up, if she called the same technician, okay, and she haven't installed it like since a long time, it should be under warranty. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes they say it's an animal that chewed it after the fact, but more often than not, it's been cracked from the installation time, and they just don't want to take the responsibility for it because of the secondary work that they would have to undertake afterwards, which is the drywall, the plastering, the painting, and everything else.
Okay. 928 lines are open at 514-790-0800. Just before we go to break, we'll throw a text at you, Walter. It says, looking for a little advice here. This is Nancy in Magog. I have a solid wood teak dining table. I used furniture spray polish and kind of ruined the finish. I used mild Dawn soap and cleaned the surface. And now she says she's not sure if she should oil it. And if so, what should she use?
Well, before she oils it, if she wants to ensure that if she oils it over the bad workmanship that she did, or the, you know, if there's any staining or anything like that, that's just going to seal that ugliness in. And that's what you don't want. So, unfortunately, she will have to light sand it enough to get rid of that whatever stain that she caused. And then once she sees that the wood is clean, simply use teak oil. You don't need to use anything else except teak oil.
Teak oil.
Exactly. That's all what you need to use, and that's more than enough. And it does give a nice finish. And great protection.
There you go. Nancy, I hope that was some help for you. The text line is 514-790-0800. Is our phone number as well, 514-790-0800. 929, news is standing by. Then we'll come back with more on the Home Improvement Show. It's 9:35, second half of the Home Improvement Show with Ken in for Joanne. Walter Assey from Renovco is here to answer your calls and your questions, whether they're on the phone or the text line. Same number, 514-790-0800. Can we talk for a minute about just some summer home renovation projects that you can take care of now that the warmer weather is here? Of course, you talked about the planting and garden. You know what? I got the doorbell rang a couple of times this past week with people willing to clean my windows, mm-hmm. which is a lot of time it's students, eh, that put together little companies. Do you have to be sort of weary about who you're hiring when they show up at the door?
I'm weary of anybody that actually knocks on your door and just ask for business. Usually that's, you know, I mean, window cleaning, anything like that. You don't know if they're, you know, using that to peek in through your house, see what you have. You know, you have to be very careful. You hear a lot of stories. You know, in renovations specifically, anybody that, you know, knocks on your door, typically a good contractor does not need to look for work. That's the honest truth. The work comes to them. So anybody that is going out there trying to create work, I'll be weird from why you're not in demand. That's one. Number two, you have to have special permits to go soliciting people. So that is another thing that you have to check if you absolutely want to go ahead and do it. I mean, I've seen one thing myself, that this company was knocking on doors where I live and saying that they are offering pest control. Mm-hmm. And I didn't obviously take it because I don't believe in that business model. But the neighbors that did were scammed. They got no service whatsoever. So, you know, they were offering $300 for the whole year and they come something like 10 times, which already doesn't make sense. How can you come 10 times for $300? And, you know, the people that took them realized that they never showed up.
You know, you just remind me, we had dinner with some friends recently who told us that they had a home renovation project that they wanted taken care of. They found someone online. They could do the job, blah, 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 blah. They came over. They took a look. Yes, we can handle that. But they wanted the full payment up front. And our friends were like, well, in this day and age, with, you know, with every time you turn on the radio, there's news of another scam. And they were just weren't comfortable with giving the full amount up front.
Run. When that happens, run. Even if they ask for like bigger deposits, run. You know,
what's standard? 20%?
You know, the first, before you're very committed and ordering materials, it's like one thing if the time it is to order materials. If you're ordering the materials, I would, you know, the deposit should be a lot lower if the client is getting the materials. If you're getting the materials but usually when you sign the contract, you haven't started shooting materials yet. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't make sense that someone comes and tell you, give me 40% or whatever.
Yeah.
So when checking a company, I mean, especially if you're just sporadically going online, it's not, you know, just, okay, show me your insurances, show me your RBQ, because I see a lot of cases where fraudulent activities happen and dishonest practices happen where people had an RBQ. RBQ is just, okay, the guy is licensed, but that's not a license for you to be honest. So, right. You know, there are a lot of other things you have to backcheck about a company. Like I always say, you need a company with real presence. Like, you know, and if you can even get real physical presence, meaning assets and everything, especially in the bigger jobs where you're committing. We're just talking off air about this lady that called me, and this guy was for an extension. He scammed her for $190,000. And, you know, she was devastated and she wanted to see what can be done. What he did is actually very smart. He came in, he started the job, he demolished the deck, he dug the hole.
And then
disappeared. So the reason he did that is, and then when he disappeared, he kind of told her, we're not getting along. I've done enough work for the money that you paid me. So I'm just, you know, we're just parting ways. It's because that shifts it from being a possibility of fraud to a civil case, right? Because there's a quantifiable work, well, unquantifiable work, if you want, that was done, that would have to be debated in a civil court. And that will buy him 3-4 years, you know, before he gets there.
Found the loophole.
Mm-hmm.
Angelo's on the line. Angelo, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I have a question about my cement under the brick, around the foundation, is it called parging?
Yeah.
The house is about 39 years old, and the parging, with this winter we had, is starting to flake off. It's coming up in big chunks. And I want to ask, if it's better to put back cement parging, or should I consider something called a granite martex coating on the to cover the cement, the foundation?
Well, what I mean,
would you suggest?
Regardless of what you do, you have to get rid of everything that is flaking. So that's not going to take away from you getting rid of the loose parging, right? Parging, unfortunately, tends to be, if you wish, a continuous type of a job. Every few years, it have to be retouched.
Okay.
I believe it's going to cost you more expensive to go the other route, but it's going to last you longer. So, you know, it's going to boil down to, you know, at the end of the day, pay a couple of thousand every 7 to 9 years, or do it once and not worry about it for a long time. For sure, it will last longer, but it's more expensive.
Yeah, does the granite martex coating that they suggest, does it get molded like the cement, or it does not? Would you know that?
So it is less porous. So the quick answer is no. I mean, cement technically on the outside does not, usually what you're seeing is more pollutants and dirt than mold.
Okay.
So even with a Dawn soap, liquid soap, you can just clean it off.
Okay.
You know, I know it could give you that impression that it's mold, but it's usually not. So I wouldn't worry so much about it, especially on the outside. Something on the inside would be more worrisome, but on the outside, it's less worrisome for me. But in your case, it is a less porous material, just to answer your question.
So your opinion would be to go with a more expensive granite Martex coating?
Well, look, there is two schools of thought. Number one, does do you like the look? Because not everybody likes the look. The second is the price difference. Mm-hmm. So that's where, parging has been used for years and years and years and years and years. And if it's well done, it will last you a good 7 to 9 years. And then if it's just a maintenance job, well, it's not really to redo the whole parging. You're going to do it in strategic areas.
Okay.
So, it just, you have to look at the numbers. I don't know. Did you get a quotation or not yet, Angela?
Yes, I did get a quotation.
How much was it?
For the parging, it still was a little high. With taxes, it's about $5,000. My house is by 39 by 39 square.
And the granite?
And the granite was $5,700 plus tax.
Yeah. So the parging price, it is high. So I would get another coat.
Another coat, okay.
Yeah, I find that very high.
Okay.
Maybe the guy was more trying to push the granite. That's why he gave you a high price on the parging. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure you can get it for a lot less than that. You should get it in the neighborhood of $2,500 to $3,000.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. That's very helpful.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, Angelo. 514-790-0800. Number to call if you want to talk to Walter and pick his brain, just like Angelo did. 514-790-0800. The text line as well as that number. I saw an article earlier this week, and I said I made a mental note to it to bring it up. And it was about the stone veneer. They said it's all the rage now to improve your curb appeal. Stone veneer. What does that mean? Yeah.
Well, I mean, It really applies to many things. One of them is the facades. So instead of buying real stone, you just buy the veneer. And it actually applies in a lot of cases to the inside. So now there's also something called marble veneer, where it's just a very thin coat of a marble tile with a backing that you can install on walls or anything decorative that you might want without having the heaviness, if you wish, of a marble tile. Mm. So it's really being used across the board. It is glued like you would glue a ceramic tile. Uh-huh. There are also what you call a faux pierre. So it's a cement mix that's made to look like real stone that you install like a real stone, but actually you're not paying the price of a real stone. That's mm-hmm. also another thing that is very popular right now. Mm-hmm. There's actually something else called fake wood. So it's like, they're faking everything now.
(laughs) 514-790-0800 is the phone number if you want to talk to Walter in the remaining 10 minutes of the Home Improvement Show. Walter Assey from Renovco, of course. The text line as well is 514-790-0800. Barb wants to know if you have any advice for her because she wants a staircase makeover. replacing the spindles, how big a job is that? She wants to rip up the carpeting that's on the staircase as well. So she's looking at a stairway makeover.
I mean, the good news with as far as steps and risers, there's not much out there to confuse her. The steps and the risers, they can either be in pine, they can be in wood veneer, or they can be in real wood.
So she's not going to be overwhelmed by choice.
She's not going to be overwhelmed by choice. And that's a good thing sometimes. Mm. What's important is you choose a bullnose type of a step that is wide enough to be réglementaire. So a lot of times you see those steps that are too narrow, and they are more like on a 90 degree. If they're too narrow and it's a 90 degree, it's actually a trip hazard. Mm. So just be mindful of that. Ensure that you have the right width of the step. Now, the other thing you want to look for when you are doing a staircase renovation is if the height of every step is réglementaire. So if it is within code requirements.
What's the standard?
The standard is anywhere between 6 to 8 inches. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they have to be equal. That's more important. You cannot have one at 6, the other one at 8, another one at 7, because you know what, when you're going up the stairs, you're not really measuring every step, so your feet get used to a certain pattern, and if something is too higher, you could
trip. Off. Yeah, oh yeah.
So that's very important, and that's maybe a good time to look at that. So if something has to be corrected, you should, you know, really look into that as well. As far as the spindles, I mean, there you have a lot more choices. You have wood, you have metal, you have a combination of wood and metal.
She wants to know, should she replace the wood with iron?
I mean, it becomes a look. So the iron is what we do usually when we are looking at this type of renovation. We look at the general design of the home. You know, there are metal spindles that are a bit more modern. Mm-hmm. And if you have a classic home, then that's not going to work. So we look at different design. There are more classic spindles that you could put that are in metal. There are also a mix if you want to mix the two. And then there's just the pure wood spindle. Even the shape of the spindle makes a huge difference to bring it up to date. So we will go over that with her as well. Mm-hmm. Then we transition also on the colors of the spindles, the colors of the risers, the colors of the steps, to also kind of give a different look to it. So there's a lot to go over. I know we think it's just a staircase, but there's a lot of moving parts to it. And sometimes just, you know, doing one change can drastically, in a good way, change the look of your stairs.
It's all in the details.
Absolutely.
9:55, again from the text line, it says, good morning, Walter. We're building a gas fireplace and are looking for that concrete look. What product can we use for the facade of the fireplace?
So one, if you're looking for the concrete look, what I would recommend that is easy to do, and if you want budget friendly and can give you a very nice look, is the Fossimo panel. So it's fake concrete. It comes in boards, and there are different types. So you have the ones that you just glue. You have the other one that you drive like a bolt through them, if you want to have that more commercial look. And you know, they look like cement. They're actually made of cement, but they're called fake cement or fake panels, fake concrete panels. And it's a question of sizes. Some of the companies that produce them, they produce them in different sizes, and there are some that actually could potentially do your own size customized. It takes longer and it's more expensive, but let's say you want one piece, then they could do one piece for you as well.
Kevin on the text line at 514-790-0800 wondering about installing crown moldings, saying he's down the road, he's thinking of selling the house, and how much will that matter if he installs crown moldings?
So, I mean, it's called, when you're selling a house, everything in staging works. So it depends on the general condition of the house. For example, if you are blowing your budget on crown moldings, but you also need to paint the house before you sell it.
Prioritize.
Paint the house, don't do the crown molding. The crown molding can always make a room cozier as long as you don't go too cheap with the molding. Sometimes you put this puny little small ones, that actually becomes more problematic because it does not look as good and you would have spent a whole bunch of money. So if you're gonna do it, either do it right or don't do it at all. If you're doing it just to sell, again, you have to, usually good real estate agents. You know, I always find the ones that are more interesting are the ones that are good in staging and design. They have a combo, the two. And they will kind of make you a list, a honey-do list before they list the house. And they tell you, you know, this needs to be done, this needs to be done. You know, change your countertop, do this, do that, paint, sand the floors. And, you know, they do it for good reason because you're selling. People are coming into the house, they need to feel a certain vibe. And, you know, sometimes it's just you pay a few thousand dollars on that and you'll be shocked how much more you can get out of that. So crown molding is great. It cozy up a room. It does a lot of nice things to a room as long as done right and with taste.
Where do you learn how to stage? Are there courses for that?
Yeah, there are actually courses. Yeah, there are courses. I mean, Cassandra have taken a few and... Yeah, it's actually, it does...
Makes all the difference.
It's like, you know, when you know how to do it, it's like someone having a magic wand. You let them go in a room, and if you're good at it, you feel like something just came in and just changed the room. And it's like usually 6-7 things that you change within the same room. It's unbelievable.
What about the smell of freshly baked cookies? Oh, <that's laughs> you hear those stories, eh? You walk, what is that?
Yeah, that's more going to be appealing to men in general.
One last one from the text line here, Walter. We'll squeeze in. There's not a lot of detail. It just says, are glass balconies worth the extra expense? Glass balconies.
Well, I mean, glass balconies are great when you have a view that you want to look at. The one there, and if you have a modern home, right, they're not worth the extra expense. If we're thinking about the full glass ones, mm-hmm. you know, not the so if you have a classical room home and you have those, usually sometimes I see them, it actually sticks out like a sore thumb. They don't look nice at all. So it's all going to boil down to the house, if it's modern or not. And the other thing that you have to be mindful, if it's this full panel and you want the wind, it actually blocks it.
And you want the wind, is that what you said?
Yeah, if you want the air current. And, yeah, yeah. You know, so that also might be another factor that you have to think about.
All right. That's Walter Assey from Renovco. Thank you for another good hour, sir.
Always a pleasure.
We'll talk to him next week. Don't go anywhere. I see her outside the studio. Lisa Christensen and the car show is all set to go. Thanks to Jimmy G and Master Control. I'm Ken in for Joanne. Talk to you again tomorrow morning as of 6 o'clock here on CJAD 800.